When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The show sponsored by NEBCO, now hiring jobs with Ready. Gosh dang it. Now, I apologize.
The Co.
Thank you. Now hiring jobs with Ready Mixed Concrete. Check out NEBCOinc.com for more information. All right, guys. We're gonna take a little detour from the plan, the previous plan. I apologize, Bill. I know change. I know
this kind of change doesn't bother me.
Okay, good, because we need to talk and make sure we have enough time to discuss the Indiana Pacers and Cleveland Cavaliers game last night. As the Indiana Pacers were down by what was it, Sipple?
You said
seven.
Yeah, with about a minute left.
Yeah, with less than a minute left, they were down by seven.
It was 14 to start the quarter.
14 to start the second half. Or yes.
Yep. At home.
In Cleveland.
Cleveland's got to be devastated.
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah, walk us through what happened. I didn't see this one.
I'm just going to set it up this way. Cleveland won the regular season. They were the Eastern Conference. They finished first in the Eastern Conference by a sizable distance, three games over the Celtics. They're the best team all year. Nobody really thought the Pacers would have any kind of chance to win the series. And they won the first two games in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Coutinho, Mobley.
Evan.
Why do I call him Coutinho?
I have no idea.
Who the hell is Coutinho?
I don't know where you got that one from.
Evan Mobley and Darius Garland are out. Now, that's big. Their coach, Kenny Atkinson, is sort of low-key belly-aching about officiating and just allowing them to play too rough, which if you watch the series, it's really rough.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But Halliburton, so long story short, Halliburton just hit a three-pointer, mm-hmm. a game-winning three-pointer in Cleveland with a second left in the final seconds. It was amazing. It was shocking. It was a shocking result that the Pacers go into Cleveland. After, by the way, Cleveland just dominated Miami in the first round, they go in and now they're up 2-0. And you look at I kind of look at Atkinson different.
Yeah.
Like, how'd you let this happen?
Well, here's what's bizarre, guys. Donovan Mitchell dropped 48 points and nine assists last night. He had 48 points and nine assists. It's important to just for context, if people didn't get to watch the game last night. The way that Tyrese Halliburton got the basketball in the first place was because Indiana missed a free throw, and he got the offensive rebound on a free throw. Yep. And he dribbled it to the top of the key, stepped back, and drained it over the defender's face. That is how he tied up the game.
The level of shock in that arena was memorable.
Indiana was down by 14 at the start of the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Down by 14. They were down by 7 with 49 seconds to go.
Yeah, Halliburton's shot was with 1.1 second left.
Can I address one thing?
Please.
Steve Sipple earlier in the week talked about that it might be the best Boston Celtics team ever. And they didn't even win the East.
Hey, do you remember what he said about
the Knicks? They didn't win the East. Cleveland beat them by three games. They didn't even win the East.
New York won't win a single game.
And you had them down as the best Celtics team ever. They didn't win the East. Okay, press on.
I am... that's not as much my take as others' take that I relay.
Okay.
I want to defend myself.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah, I have not.
Steve didn't make that guy. He was.
I'm always mesmerized by that.
Yes.
Yeah. What is this? I'm getting these texts. But anyway, the Pacers, all five starters in double figures. 23. I don't even know who Aaron Nesmith is, but he had 23. Miles Turner had 23. Halliburton had 19. Miles Turner had 13. And Pascal Siakam had 12. So
yeah. I'm just telling you that what that arena is going to be like in Indy.
Ooh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Oh, the arenas in the playoffs are all really
all good. Really good. Yeah. But this will be special. Would you say for Cleveland it's a must win?
Yes, it is. It is a must win. They're in a pickle.
This is that hypothetical scenario playing out in reality to where we said it after they win game one, Indiana won game one. We said, man, the worst thing that they can do now is go back home tied 1-1 in the series. Obviously, the best thing is that they're up 2-0. I imagine the feel in that locker room for Indiana.
I can't even
imagine. 2-0, and they have the next couple of games at home against Cleveland. Darius Garland, his status is still up in the air. He was a game-time decision last night, Mobley, same scenario or same situation with him.
You remember what the point spread was on that game?
It was 10.5.
And I said take Cleveland. Yeah. I'm like, take Cleveland. They'll run him out of they'll run him out of the gym.
That's the thing. I was driving around Lincoln last night on my way home, and I looked at the score and I saw it was, you know, early third quarter, and Cleveland was up by 13. And I thought, okay, wow, Cleveland's taking care of business tonight. They're doing what we talked about them doing yesterday or 2 days ago on the show.
Do people still do that? Drive around? We used to do that. We used to drive around.
They drive around.
Usually now you're usually going someplace. Yeah. You're en route to somewhere. I've never once, you know, in the last whatever 40 years ago, what are you doing?
Just driving around.
And just driving around. In high school, what'd you do? You went driving around.
But I think that was more high school.
Well, high school.
But I will tell you this. I didn't do a lot of that. Oh, on my motorcycle, I did.
Oh,
I
we
did
drove around a lot.
Yeah.
It'd be a full tank of gas tonight. Yes. Oh, it would be.
Wow.
Well, we didn't know the fumes were coming through my floorboard in my Camaro.
Was it leaded or unleaded?
That'd have been leaded gas, probably.
It all comes full circle.
I wonder when that again, it was the time, but it was just be called gas.
You had a jacked up Camaro with skinny back tires.
Skinny tires and no rims. Just hubcaps. Not even hubcaps. Oh, it was awesome. And the fumes came through the bottom, and the gas gauge didn't work.
So how'd you judge when you needed gas?
You just hope for the best. You did. You hope for the best.
Hope I can make it to the gas station.
The skinny back tires. They didn't have the big tires, but I had air shocks and I cranked. Imagine how the ride was. Every time you hit a bump, it was just about throw you out of the car. And I had this incredible stereo. I put all the money into my Pioneer stereo system. Yeah, Shin Daddy installed it.
Shin Daddy
installed it.
All right, go to the Timberwolves. I don't even know who won the second game.
So the Golden State Warriors won 99-88. The Timberwolves, we talked so much about the Boston Celtics poor shooting a couple of nights ago where they went 15 of 60 from beyond the three-point line.
Right.
The Timberwolves yesterday, not much better shooting the basketball. They have a really tough shooting night. And the Warriors win on the road in game one of the Western Conference semifinals, 99-88. And this is despite Stephen Curry leaving the game at halftime, not playing the second half.
Not in his first quarter.
In the first quarter, not leaving the game because of a hamstring injury.
That's crazy.
Strained hamstring. Yeah. Okay, now, I don't know what's going to happen now with Curry, did you come back?
It'd be interesting to see if it was a severe cramp. Was it this?
No, it was a hamstring.
You can get it can fall under more of a cramp type of thing. And the question always is on the hamstring, is it high or low? If it's low down here, then it's much better. If it's up here, bad. Well, 6 weeks.
I saw where he was grabbed. I can't really tell.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Where he was, he was grabbing it.
But when if it's low, it's less. Up high, it's like, ooh, not good.
Yeah, Minnesota shoots 5 of 29 from beyond the three-point line, 17% from the perimeter in an 11-point loss. The leading scorer for the Warriors on the road, we talked about just the veteran status of that team with Jimmy Butler, Buddy Hield, and obviously Stephen Curry. Draymond Green is included in that. Buddy Hield led the way with 24 points, second straight game where he's led the Warriors in scoring. He had 33 in the game-clinching game in the first round.
Draymond had 16 in the first half.
Yeah.
Odd. He was making three-pointers.
There's nothing worse, though, than an injury for just taking a buzz out of a series. If they won that. Yeah.
Especially
Steph,
it was the best shooter in the history of the game.
One of the most – I mean, in the last 10 years, must-see was Steph Curry. Right. I mean, he was. He's must-see.
They – Minnesota. I always call Minneapolis, but Minnesota had 31 points at halftime.
Yeah.
They had 31 points at half.
They scored 11 points the entire second quarter.
11 in the second quarter. It was terrible to watch. Yeah. I don't know what was going on.
Timberwolves actually led at the end of the first period 20-18. Then they got outscored 26-11 in the second quarter. I mean, that's obviously 12 minutes in a quarter. I mean, you're talking about you're not even scoring a point a minute.
And this is the closest. This is the closest to the last run.
We forgot Sean.
Oh my goodness. to be fair,
did you get the text?
to be fair, it was not on my sheet that I was.
Yeah, Sean's on every Wednesday. Yep.
Well, we can have Sean at 8:30.
Sean, you want to come on at 8:30?
Yeah, you want to come on at 8:30, Sean?
No. Well, he's doing a class.
Oh, nice.
Stop class.
No, Orange Theory. Orange Theory.
Getting ripped up.
Yeah.
Twisted Steel.
We forgot Sean out of nowhere. Yeah.
Well, we are brutally honest.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a really great. We could have, the people would have never known. They would have never known that we forgot about a guest.
We can't have him tomorrow either, because Schaefer's on tomorrow.
That's right.
Full hour of Schaefer.
That's right. Well, it is a 3-hour show, so I'm sure we could find time.
Maybe 7 o'clock.
We'll figure. Why don't we worry about planning tomorrow's show after the show?
Let's go through tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do this on air. What do you want us to talk about, folks? But no, back to the point at hand.
Yeah.
The NBA. So tonight it continues with the Eastern Conference side of things, where you have the Knicks and the Celtics at 6 p.m. and then at 8:30 it's the Nuggets or the Nuggies and Thunder later tonight.
That game's great, but I can't stay awake that late. There's no chance. The first
What about
game,
the first half?
Oh, I'll watch some of it. I will. But then, is there ever any interest, really, in the first half of an NBA game? You're going, man, it's riveting. It's riveting.
No.
They scored 11
on.
Points.
Yeah, it's not riveting.
I can get a feel.
No, I mean, I'm about mid-third. That's what I'd like to enjoy. And then I do enjoy the playoffs. I've been all in on, no, this looks different. Defense is different. Contested shots are
playing.
Different. Everything's playing. It's, I mean,
it's rugged.
You saw the Houston bench. When they lost that game to Golden, I mean, they were devastated. They're the 2 seed. They're devastated.
2 seed.
And then you start watching right now, and you're not playing anymore. That, I mean, it gets real, really fast.
I mean, that the Nuggets Oklahoma City series.
Yeah.
That game tonight will be incredible.
Yep.
It'll be talk about.
Would you
hot.
Say it's a must win for the Celtics and the Thunder?
I don't know.
No.
Yes.
Well, it's close.
Yes, for the Celtics.
Yes, okay.
The Celtics
can't
go down 2-0.
Yeah, you can't go down.
Going to the Garden.
You can't, and if you're OKC, you can't really go down 2-0 and expect to win the series.
Just right now, no matter what, at worst, it's Knicks and the Celtics in Madison Square Garden 1-1.
Oh,
I mean, it's
it's on, baby.
You're there. I mean, wow.
Yeah,
that is the who's who, and also it's fun to watch the crowd with the Knicks. They get some pretty good famous people there.
Yep,
I enjoy that.
Side.
Yeah, courtside.
Yeah, so once again,
I forgot Sean.
Last night, Indiana wins over.
I don't think that was on us. I don't.
Who was it on?
It's on me.
Oh, well, it's partially my fault as well. I'll take the blame.
It's on me.
The Pacers knock off Cleveland 120 to 119 last night. The Warriors win on the road. How about this, though, guys? The last 3 days, every single road team has won.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Every single game that's been played since Sunday. The Pacers and Warriors won. Monday, the Knicks and Nuggets won. Yesterday, Pacers and Warriors won. Now tonight, Knicks and Nuggets are the two road teams once again.
That'd be great if everyone went 0-2. That'd be awesome.
And these are really hard road environments. Like the Pacers are in a hornet's nest and they still won. Mm-hmm. But the Cavaliers without Mobley and Garland, particularly Garland,
yeah,
they're not the same.
100%. 100. So then once again, Knicks Celtics and Nuggets Thunder is on the schedule for tonight. And we'll come right back. Before we go to break, though.
You have no idea how this is going to affect.
Are you a fan
just
of
give
local?
Him this.
Just give him the dust bust.
Sean, this dust bust.
Are you a fan of local
Take
wine,
him a pound cake.
Craft beer, Get cider, or spirit?
Cider.
Don't miss Sip Nebraska's 12th anniversary celebration this Friday and Saturday at Mahoney State
Are we giving
Park,
away anything?
And join others who share your passion for great drinks. You can enjoy unlimited tastings, live music, delicious food, and lawn games as you celebrate Nebraska's vibrant beverage industry. And when you find one love, you can buy a bottle to take home. Choose your ticket package at sipnebraska.com. The Sip Nebraska Spring Festival, a Blur event this Friday and
Blur.
Saturday at Mahoney State Park in Ashland. And Bill, you asked a very important question a moment ago. What was it?
Are we giving away any tickets?
We sure are. Four.
How many?
Let's give away two today.
Two.
Let's give away two.
The deuce.
Which texter? What texter number do you want to give it away to?
Get reasonable, please.
No. Eight.
Texter
Go.
Number eight.
Go.
Tater won Tuesday.
Yeah.
Austin won
he
on
won
Monday.
On seven. We're going to eight.
All Are right.
Give me anything yet?
Texter number eight. Here we go. We have one. We have two.
Okay.
Make sure you send in your full, your first
and
last name if you can.
We're already at. We're looking at three right here.
And we have a winner.
See it? Eight comes quick.
I was thinking calls.
No.
We
did that caller seven one time. Remember that we got to caller four and that was it.
We have it. We're giving it away. Ted Larson. Ted, you have won. Austin is worried that he's not getting the email yet. I'm sending them all out on Friday morning. So they will all get sent out on Friday morning. The way we have to send them out on Friday. I have all your names, all your information.
Nebraska.
Saved. Ted, send in your email, and I will get you those tickets later this week. Ted wins two tickets for the SIP Nebraska Spring Festival, an event brought to you by Blur parties. All
that
right.
Event will be glad to not see Jake, because when it's unlimited, Jake's gonna jump in.
Indulge.
He's gonna indulge.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Very safely. Yes.
But don't worry. Don't worry. We will give away more tickets on Thursday and Friday. So make sure you're listening around 8:30 a.m. as we continue to give away tickets for SIP Nebraska, the Spring Festival, brought to you by Blur Parties. Let's take a break. Early break continues next on The Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish your outdoor wood projects with Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Australian Timber Oil is an exterior stain that provides maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency, making it ideal for decks, siding, outdoor furniture, and more. Save big money at Menards on Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.